Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Have a great visit with our good friend John Harrison, the author of Making Mammon Serve You. John, we need your website, please.
It's aspirefa.com.
Aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E, right?
Yes.
F-A.
F-A is in financialadvisor.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. And his book is called Making Mammon Serve You. Buy it wherever books are sold. John, we're talking about financial planning, retirement planning in a world with Obamacare. The truth is, sadly, John, we still can't do it because we still don't really know. I mean, John, you can't tell me that they're not going to be making adjustments to Obamacare, insidious, expensive ones, whatever it takes to make this thing work. They're not going to be making adjustments to Obamacare all the way through the end of Obama's term. You can't tell me that they're not. So if that's the case, then how can we do any retirement planning for a while?
It's become an unfortunate fact of life for people in financial services that we have to plan in the face of some unknowns and unknowables. Most recently, we went through this in the estate planning field when we knew that the so-called Bush-era estate planning, estate tax rates were ending,
right,
and we didn't know what was going to replace them. And we didn't know for 4 or 5 years what was going to replace them. And we couldn't tell people do nothing, but we didn't really know if the advice we gave them would exactly line up with the reality that they found.
Now, this wasn't because of anything Bush did except give them a tax break.
This is about
the fear of losing the Bush tax break.
Right. And so with the health care issues, it's the same thing. The best we can do for now is say, with what we know currently, figure out what your premiums and deductibles and maximum out of pocket would look like under Obamacare and start planning accordingly, including figuring out what those additional outlays will do to what you are currently setting aside for your retirement. Because if you have to adjust what you can save for your long-term retirement goals, then your ultimate nest egg is going to be smaller and you have to make plans accordingly. And we know there'll be adjustments as we go.
If your retirement plan does not include you being a ward of the state, you've got a real challenge planning for the future. And John, I was telling you a little bit earlier off the air about we went on one of those websites. And by the way, tell people about where they can go to find a calculator that the government doesn't want you to see.
A quick one is kff.org. It's the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Kff.org. You don't have to tell them who you are. You can put in your information about what your current requirements are, and they'll tell you what your costs are and your coverage is going to be under Obamacare, right?
That's right, and it may be eye-opening for you.
Yeah, exactly. We did that, and so we went to one of those sites. I think it was KFF. And what we found out is that my coverage is going to – my premiums are going to double. My deductible is going to maybe approximately double. And my long-term major medical, where I hope to I can count on the company covering 100% of major medical catastrophic coverage above a certain number that I was willing to live with. That number, that deductible is going to double, and only 70% of the catastrophic stuff is going to be covered. Meaning, if I have $1 million event, which doesn't take long, I'm stuck with $300,000. How do I plan for retirement, John? How do people plan for retirement with that kind of a specter hanging over them?
In that case, you hope and pray not to have that kind of.
That's not planning, John.
Yeah, it's you can't plan to accumulate an extra $300,000.
Nobody can.
All of a sudden.
No, working person can.
But you also have to understand that when you're planning and doing risk management, you're planning about odds. And so the odds are you are going to have some out-of-pocket. The odds are not necessarily great that you're going to have an expense so large that it's potentially bankrupting.
But, John, remember the promise that the argument they made about people who are going bankrupt because they didn't have insurance?
Right.
Obamacare is going to bankrupt a bunch of people.
It looks like that's a distinct possibility. I think in terms of retirement planning, a bigger thing that most people should keep in mind is that whatever happens with Obamacare won't change some realities of long-term of your expenses in retirement that people don't realize. For
right.
instance, if you'll spend about $250,000 in uninsured medical expenses over the course of your lifetime
right.
without
right.
taking Obamacare into effect,
mm-hmm.
it will be a larger number with it. And people don't really plan separately for that. They ought
nope.
to think of health care as a separate expense to budget for in retirement. Plan about 15% of your gross income will go for health expenses when you're retired, because that's the average.
Wow. Well, folks, we're going to continue to hear more from John over the coming months and years about retirement planning in a world with Obamacare. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Look forward to it.
John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.